Take absolute control and then be part of us. Let the word of God have special meaning in our heart today. May there be change in our lives after today. Continually bless us like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Shake your neighbor and welcome to the house of the Lord. You're welcome. Hallelujah. Please have your seat in heavenly places. Praise the Lord. How many of you are ready for the word of God today? How many of you believe that the word of God coming will bless your life today? Hallelujah. And if you believe it, let it be so according to your belief. I said, let it be so according to your belief. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This week has been a very, very blessed week. Hallelujah. A week full of the power of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A week full of the anointing and the power of God to change. Hallelujah. And I'm excited that today God has something special for somebody here.
Amen.
I said today, something special is coming to somebody here today.
Amen.
Wave your two hands and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we've been dealing with the spirit of grace within this week. We've been talking about the grace we have termed as Canaan. That grace that comes on a man that makes it different. Hallelujah. And so this week we'll be praying and we'll be studying concerning the same grace. And by the grace of God, today is Sunday. And it's a thanksgiving to show that, Lord, this same grace you preached or you caused your servant to talk about. As for this Sunday, God is going to crown it in your life.
Amen.
So God is going to crown it.
Amen.
You will crown that grace in your life.
Amen.
With your hands and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want everybody to concentrate 200%. Praise the Lord. Today we are grinding with what we started last week, Sunday. I want to talk about prayer. Somebody say prayer.
Prayer.
I'm believing God that by the time we finish talking about the prayer, a spirit of prayer will come upon you. And it will confirm that grace we've been talking about this week. And will give you communion. And the communion will finish your glory. It will cause you to stand among the great.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Prayer is key. Somebody say prayer is key.
Prayer is key.
Prayer is one of the most important aspects of a Christian. You cannot be a Christian without prayer. Hallelujah. You cannot have a car without engine oil. No matter how a car is nice, you must put a liquid into the car to be able to move the car. Now, the liquid that enters into your Christian life, that makes your life live like Christ, is the liquid of prayer. Hallelujah. So every child of God must know and learn how to pray. Hallelujah. Prayer is key. Without prayer, you stand a greater chance of being destroyed. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. O Christopher, Empire One, come on. We need to be. The idea we need to be is that just we need to be new. But you cannot exercise power without prayer. So you can pour petrol into the car. If you have not moved the car, petrol is useless. Is that not so? So now the petrol in the car, if you want to activate the petrol, you have to spark the car and move the car. So when you move the car, the petrol becomes necessary. Petrol becomes important when it's activated. Hallelujah. So power is in you as a child of God. But you cannot release the power until you pray. You cannot release the power inside you to cause a change until you pray. The altar of prayer is the altar of change. A child must pray. A youth must pray. An adult must pray. Jesus was 12 years and he prayed. He was 30 years and he prayed. At the end of his death, 33 years, he still prayed. It means that prayer was the life wire for his existence. Prayer and a life wire. Now, those of you know a little bit of electricity and current and wire and all, you can add every type of wire. It might not work together until you add the earth wire. So it is the carrier of all the powers. And containing so much power and transmitting power. But it is the carrier. And that power you need to transform. If you want to change your circumstance, you want a healing in your body. Healing is power, but it must ride on the vehicle of prayer. It says a healing etna car, your friend prayer supreme. So a child of God who don't know how to pray is unfortunate because the devil becomes happy because you become ignorant. You cannot experience the fullness of God inside you. The Holy Ghost is sitting in you as I speak now. The moment I don't remember Christ to Jesus, Holy Spirit, what is the use of a king who sits on the throne without authority to work? There is no reason why you will enthrone a king to sit on a throne and not give him any power to work. There is no reason. It's our healing here, or your healing because of what to be said of it in a year, my bank, who you mean, sir, in Tina or your healing, and what not in a good national. Now, what did it not go national? We ain't yet chance, no, I hear you, mother. Now, he may know a moon in first one. So, Jesus, through the Holy Ghost, acting Moses here. But when you're doing it, because you are not deploying the power that is inside you through prayer. So prayer gives you the chance to communicate with God to cause a change. Anytime a weapon pile up, you agree with God as partners. God is looking for a partner. So you agree with God as a partner for change. Lord, I'm going to write my exams. I will do my part, you do your part, and the results will come. The Bible says, Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but victory came. So there is always partnership in the work of God. So prayer is saying that, Lord, may no we are doing. Say young woman, let me sing in a meyo dia. And may we are doing. Say young woman, I mean yaka. May no we are doing. Say we go school to a chili. It's a woman. If you don't pray, you don't agree with God. Imagine that you are a leader in the church or something. You are in your workplace and your boss is asking you a question, trying to take your mind, and you don't give. Maybe give me a suggestion. You don't give any suggestion. If he takes a decision, it is your boss's decision alone. You didn't agree. So he cannot tell your mind whether you are in support of the decision or not. So God doesn't want that situation. The first time God tried to do something for human beings without seeking for their opinion, God was disappointed. Now God doesn't do anything for you without seeking for your opinion. In the book of Isaiah chapter 1, he says, come, let us reason together. Though thy sins be red as scarlet, they shall be made as white as coal. So God decided to choose a wife for Adam without asking Adam how to handle. He said, I see that you are lonely. So, how would you manage? Hallelujah. But we say we are lonely. Obey anyone more. We need a book of money. Adam and complain. Come on, Adam and come on. One can't tell you that we need Obi. One can't tell you. When you mean a book, we know so give him say Obi. It's not a book of Banama Adam. Adam or Bano Emma Adam Koye Wanena Adam Levi Oyankoto. He said, the wife you have given to me, Onona Amamaya Poneno, from then God doesn't give anything to you. If you do not ask, you cannot receive. Oyamini but when you another one can offer now, because your demawa is against the justice. You can blame God. Many people have blamed God for their wives. They blame God for that is why prophets who prophesy, this is your wife, this is your husband, is a major error. Because our real and yet them there are times that is bitter, there are times that is painful, there are times that it is sweet. It is a bitter sweet experience. It's not just sweet like that. So there are times that there are problems in marriage. But if you mention that this, as soon as she is the wife, you are this is your wife. Your wife is Jane. Look at her. It's your wife. This is the mind of the Lord. Ah, that says the Lord. This is your wife. And the person goes to marry. During the troubled times, you come and say, Pastor, the woman you said is my wife. Look at what she's doing to me. So it means that either you did not see well, or you are incompetent as a pastor, or you don't know God. It's like you are a liar. Hallelujah. But when the pastor says, he says that this is your wife, on farm can say, but we say, wait, you're the answer of a yes, no, yeah, yeah. But who's a way and your way is only three more things. But who's a sister or your yin is a forward chin or bema for Franta? Meaning I am can't come. All we say is that way away. And after anybody go fat, the cheap money in that, bema go fat baby, no, no, before from that, or no, before for what's ah, now you wait a pastor can say, you're big. I'm the one who wants one thing, or no, my baby. You see how is it? So until you show an interest to God. That Lord, I want a change. The Bible says, for the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. And by bar a free will be back. Another version says, it makes tremendous power available. And not to be a genetic. So if you don't know how to pray today, you must make up your mind to learn the arts of prayer. How do we pray, Pastor? The Bible says God gave, Jesus gave them a format. Our Father who art in heaven, I love that. All those things is a format. And your prayer, you're more sampire. And you're Jesus to the Bible, but you go to the Catholic Church and they are rising up and they are praying it as if that is the main prayer. No, it's not a prayer. It's trying to tell this is a manual for prayer. It is a manual. I hear your chest near the home by you. If you be think I am compliant, so be kind than us and son of compliant. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And who mumpire brown shall say, Lord, and yes. And who just does here, Father, give me money, give me a husband, give me. It's error. There is no, God will not hear that. That type of prayer doesn't make sense to God. You first have to thank Him for what He has already done. So when be kind and not as in your wire, did that, a He cannot add another one to you. It means you are ungrateful. Hallelujah. That's when you talk around. Maybe I'll go to your table, but maybe I'll go to the mouth. But and then from without saying thank you for what he has done already. Sandy Bell of the mouth. Oh, we cross on from home. We don't help such people. Hallelujah. So it's critical that you learn how to thank God. What does that say? You can go on with your prayer. At the end of the catch, make sure you say it in the name of Jesus. John 10:10. Everything you say must be done in the name. And what Christ for Jesus. But make sure you end it in the name of Jesus. It's praying. Not in the name of grace. And yet, Adumunity. Oh, compile up, Casa Adumunity. Amen. And yet, Bible. Your compile, Adumu. Your compile, oh, Christ to deal. But yes, so we pray in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ. Although any the only route by which we can reach his father. And your movie that what I think of football radio show. Any other I don't want the amen. You know, those are shanties. And you're fine. But I didn't buy one of them. I'm not buying. A friend of mine was praying one time. He said, I don't need the man as a boss. I'm not buying. Some of you. But we used to be. Hallelujah. Good. So it is after who be now that as we are saying, we can be here. So it is in the name of Jesus. Do Papa Radi Medassi. That was a set. Why you see, I'm a me. Afi, Radi Meso, Miamia, Pansa Kamame, Radi Meyani, Famame, Radi Pesam, we go school, Famame, Radi Pesam, you see, Radi Pesam, you see, who is in a soak up with Jesus Christ. We forgot God, we were angry towards God, and he was angry to us. God, Christ was the only one who came to stand in the middle. And a friend no dear boom. He said, do my Christ to you won't me for life. And now one statement per end piano in a dungeon. He was killed for this reason. Or go through a lot of pain because of this. And in the Bible says he has been lifted highly above. If that's not a journey sanifaso to dispense authority. You cannot remove him from the matter. Listen, if you are here, you don't really regard Christ as the main reason why Christianity is alive today. You are joking. There are many of you hardly mention Jesus' name. We like to say God. You see, Christ is the main thing. Christ is God. He is the one you know. You don't know God the Father. You know God. You know Christ. He's the reason you are alive. He's the reason you are a child of God. So you've got to give it. Let them mention Jesus. Let Jesus' name be on your lips more than Nimokafi. Let it be on your lips more than Shatawale. Ma Christo didi en nosu en wawenu. But he didi ta. Anytime something has to do with Christ and Christianity, mention Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Learn to say these things. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Who's God? Why do you know God? It's not bad to say God, I thank you, but it's better to say Jesus. I give you praise. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I honor you. Jesus, I give you praise. Learn to personalize God. His name is Jesus. The Holy Spirit, even He, His name is Jesus. His name is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit in anything. Home, crong, crong. Eye, adia, eye, body. As a ufo, be dada. Dada, eye, tini. How do you say? Dada, eye, tini. Dada, eye, body. Oye, penny, two friendly dada. Eye, say, tini, no, no. And how do you say? Home, crong, crong, eye, home, eye, crong, crong. Eye, tini. You're a whole room, so you're around. Yeah. We have the seven spirits of God. is a holy spirit. Your spirit is holy. Your spirit is not dirty. Why dirty spirit? Who show when everything happens? Your spirit always connects with God. When I did your thing, you have not catch up. Who could you born on catch up? Say, China. It's your spirit. Or also, who are of go back to God. Your soul will be judged. Your spirit will go back. And the whole conqueror, the Holy Spirit, and you hear the man because you never a deep pot here for friends, but he responds to the name Jesus. When I say, you say your head is sick, I say, in the name of Jesus be healed. Jesus is sitting in heaven. It's the Holy Spirit that comes to heal you. So he responded to the name Jesus. So anything we do in the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit goes to do it. Jesus is sitting now at the right hand of his Father. Today when you go to heaven, you see Jesus on his throne. He's sitting. He's now king, he's ruling, waiting to come back again. The Holy Ghost is now with us here. Hallelujah. From Acts chapter 2 down, Bible says, the Holy Spirit may enter almost. And the Holy Spirit in any other business is saying, Bible say the deep back when say, or your treacher for, or your obua for, or your comforter, or your duty to be back. And I don't know the situation you pass through, but the Holy Spirit has been released to you to help you. He's a helper. He's here with you always. So you're not looking for God anywhere. God is here. He's inside you. So sometimes it's funny when we look up as if you are looking for God. He's not there anywhere. He's inside here. You look up, your eyes cannot see beyond these white clouds. He's far beyond. Sometimes, it's in the second heavens. Only clouds. Another heavens, planets, maybe a Venus, Mars, Jupiter, near the idea one. A Hona, a prosaphonic agents, or what here? Omkuno. They call the place the abode of cruelty. Oh, and never, it's one thing in our world. And the other wicked demons, angels, a lot of them are there. And you go to me, I say, oh, we are paying for more, I'm paying for all court men. They have something they call soul traveling. But to meet that, when I'm a soul swimming, I'm a cop. I'm going to be going meeting, I want Venus, I want Mars, I want to meet you, I'm just too much more. Hallelujah. So you go there. So that is where the who's will be pointing. I'm a ratty thing. There are many people out there. So you can't be sure. It's not you God sitting there. And therefore these people are there. They are not down here. When finally God judges them, he will throw them down. But for now, they're not here. They're in the heavens. But we call it the second heavens. Paul said, I was taken to the dead heavens. It means a heaven. You will be in some. Where we are going to see I'm your first heavens. First heavens. We call it the area of the blues and greens. The house will be your blue, green. A soul, your blue. Near your green. Your blue. But never be green. That is the area of the blues and green. This is where the children of men are. People who don't know their left and right. This is their home. You see that politicians, there are many people that are having fear. They live as if they will not leave the earth. They behave as if they real city of Otilapia. They behave as if they will never die one day. Are you getting it? So they think they will live forever. But you know, say sometimes, everybody here thinks they will live for a long time. Is that also? Yeah. Do you know that's how God created us? One boy said, "Kill me, who?" And you're burning up and the woman by. He said, "When you're a boy, you know, a boy with a mind of eternity to live forever." That is why we think that way. But the guy who had accident, who the car, the lady who the car crashed in Ashama, thought she was going to live for the next 50 more years. She just died suddenly. And Solomon said, "Lord, teach us to number our days that we might have a wise heart. Many of us are acting a bit foolishly because we don't know that the time left is short. That's why we talk about behavior as if we will live forever. Life is sweet. Life is good. They live their life. They drink their beer. They drink their Guinness. They sleep with 3 girls, 4 girls a day. They chill around. If you talk to them about God, you are a fool for talking to them. I want to talk to one gentleman yesterday who had been in church here before. Just try to approach you to give you the word of God. You ran away and left us. What have you run from? You have run from life into death. That's what you have done. You are poor, yet you have run into more poverty. You have run away from life. It's unfortunate how people react. When they sleep and they wake up, they think they will do. They will always sleep and wake up every day. But one day they sleep, and the power to open their eyes fails them. And for example, if something happens and they come back to life, and I said, "Oh, that's why they chase after men of God. Even that's what they do for 1 year. They get back into their lives. Now, Mama Brown went through a major accident. Right now, she should be an evangelist. But she still doesn't know whether she's going for God. She's going for life. Life is too good, eh? When it nearly took your life away, you remembered God. But when the thing became cool, you forgot that it was God. Solomon said, "Oh, frail humanity, how weak humans are, how forgetful we are." He said, "Teach me, oh God, that I will number my days. I will not say, I come in 1 year, I come in 2 years, but nothing." Do you know why those occult men are very wise men? But they tell them in the occultic realm, "Sika Mediama, why are you 5 years, man? Why 5 years?" So they will say, "We got 3 years, I got 2 years now." He builds multinational structures to live for his people. They don't chill as much as we poor people chill. Because when you mean now, what am I talking about? Prayer. Anytime I will be empire, only a good point of care for your destiny. What destiny, Yahudia? Don't call destiny empty sandals in there. Never make that mistake. Because we are all from the same family does not mean we have the same destiny. We are too different before God. God just used me as a channel to bring forth these children. That's all I can do. The best I can do is to give them 2 things. Give them God, give them education. If I add any other thing, it's a bonus to them. It's a bonus. If I add any other thing, I have blessed their lives, which I will. But the main thing that God desires that you give to your children is to teach them the knowledge of God. And number two, that they will study to show themselves approved of God. Give them that power and then add any more. After that, they will be accountable for their lives. I thought my mother would live forever. And then my mother did not live forever. She died at 38 years old. She did not live forever. Ebenezer, you also thought your mother might live forever. But she didn't. It's natural. Life is not, it's natural. The way your mother, you taught you, oh my baby, it's share, so that they can handle your children, they handle your grandchildren. It was not so. It might not be so for you. I don't pray that you, your life goes quickly. But anything can happen in the calendar of God. How ready are you? Hallelujah. I'm not going there today. I just want to encourage you to pray. Last time I started with this, with 7 points of prayer. And I give the first point, say, number 1 point, in Jesus won't pray, they said, number 1, Jesus himself prayed. The Kaiwa said, "Na Christo, our mother did pia, or they call bompire." Now, when you pana or answer, I want to say bompire. then what are we supposed to do? Are you getting it? So the man, you see, who umpire Christ the better answer? Who now not cast a umpire? Did they answer somewhere? You are required to pray because he prayed. I give you a baby a symbol and it to come my quiet young fast. We are coming to take the Holy Communion because Christosom, he is the church. So everything he did, we are required to do same. Why are you crying over heaven? You know why water baptism is very important? Even Jesus baptized. The never call of my embarrassing is with me. Receive back when they say yes to Christ of Gaza here. So yeah, we must do it. We are followers. And if our leader does it this way, can we refuse not to do it? So Jesus prayed. The Bible says, before I ever turn a corner upon fire of him, said, his sweat became like the droplets of blood. Yes. And it was not once. The Bible said he went the first time he prayed. He went back again and prayed. He went back the third time to pray. Asking God to turn the cup away. Asking God to remove the shame of death. Or any idea possible that you cup away. Last one of God says, nevertheless, let your will be done. He prayed. He prayed one time and Moses and Elijah appeared and comforted him. He prayed. He was always praying. One time he left them at the basement of the mountain. He went up there to pray. When he came, they were sleeping. He said, hey, children of men, I am God. I need to do this every day to survive. What are you doing to yourself? You are asleep. Can you not wait with me for even 1 hour? Prayer was key for Jesus. It was key. It was major for his life. Prayer! The day you sleep without prayer, the day you go through the whole day without prayer, was that you have lost so much. One macrophobic chance, I'm going to macro. Hallelujah. Some of you, your sleep, you're the poo poo, a munshu, toilet munshu. Yeah, it happens in a dream. Where should I now once? Where should I now to a toilet? Your life will never smell right. You're the shame, disgrace, umbobra, and the atosha. You know, we do it in the realm of sleep. Open up, so you don't have any place for prayer. Every child of God must not sleep more than 6 hours straight. For that 6 hours, twice straight, and even you, you will finish your destiny. Sometimes the Holy Spirit prompts you with, some of you, even in that, you still be on the bed and still sleep. Quadruti. Hallelujah. And what we begin to see, one of the signs the Holy Ghost used to prompt me is frequent, sometimes heartburns. I've not eaten any food that contains oil. Well, I used to complain very much, but then I realized that no, it's also a way God is trying to So most times, when that happens, sometimes my wife can see, I'm even very tired. And I will get up, sit down, I'll be praying and sleeping. It means something was happening. God used a way. Listen. So we pray on your copper one, eh? But you should never be pray. Any caution? Some of you, a mosquito can bite you. A mosquito can make noise in your ears. You don't hit it like this and continue sleeping. You got it? I can't be a bit distracted. You like close me too much. You close me for more than 20 years of your life, and your life is like this. And you feel so bad, you're so sorry. Then be with me. What you sorry are you speaking tongues? And go pump by your counsel to your man. Because yet, So God took you up. You think he doesn't like his children? He loves his children. Or you have been paying myself, see? Look, Papa, be to me paying myself till you're going to go for no, Father! Your mother loves you so much. God loves you more than the way your mother loves you. That's why when you both of you are sleeping, your mother cannot wake up and say, "But who said to do that?" Sorry. It was the power, but a tunnel. As for don't get new rushes. We are talking about God who can solve your case both physically and spiritually. So anytime when you come on the here, what that? Preoccupied, something will happen. As for come and that year, still better. When you begin your force on that. Maybe I'm in a fossil to a soul that is here. Can you see it? Maybe I see. You are sleeping, all of you hear a noise. On your door, maybe you see. Sometimes because of it, can rain just to make noise on the roof. You see, that was sorry. But of course, wonder. And yet, even dinner, you may distract 6 hours, you know, that's the one we're meeting. Maybe I say we are alarm. Maybe put 2 o'clock, then we're meeting. I mean, the one who cried, why that I'm over here for when you're something? Shall I access your life here? Now it's in the same plans because I've been for here 6 hours from the year. 6 hours! If you start to say, yeah, where do you want? You've been here full 6 hours. Maybe you're here tomorrow. But say, yeah, here tomorrow now, we didn't think we didn't get here 3 hours and not 4 hours. I got 2 hours here, we know we meet here. Officer was starting from the beginning. It almost like we started from the beginning. By that time, we made 2 minutes on the ground. I'll be asking you, sorry. That's how God does it for us. The new year costs you one year. So the Lord helps us. The world of the spirit is too big. It is when you go on soon, It doesn't take 5 minutes. And my teacher will buy what too much. And what will someone tell him by what's too much? This is your flesh. Only power to be a sick again. Don't be a natural person just walking about. Develop a relationship with God through prayer. That's a good thing. Who in prayer? I think I make a yes, ultimate thing. You must be sharp spiritually. You're pretending you're not being good in a sleep state. Our friend is spiritual, our friend in the sleep state. I pray what that we want one and we are super on the most what that spiritually. But that is unaware. Your eyes are open, but you are sleeping. What that spiritually? What that too much? What that sorry? What that do? Spirit that will be the other. In your mind, some even preaching the same one, tears in that because what that the spirit is too asleep. What that too much? If you want to count spiritually to do any spiritual work, and see who that say work as a faster that, and see who that say sorry about pain, and see who that say just a question. Whatever, and see nothing pushes you. There is no God in you. What if you see too much? I'm not saying that you are pastor and you are playing sack when you close your ears. You can close your ears. But the moment when you yourself will press your phone to be able to play Shatawale, you are asleep. But when that thing too much, Joshua, it took maybe as you've entered into coma. After coma, you are dying. It will go on our turn now it's in coma state. But your coma, you're getting a shame. After you do maybe a back, I say, you didn't man but cut out that you were ugly. What black we are seeing what a job. Like that, who created the corner, who shifted channel back up, never to be a preacher, who changed it fast? Why? You don't like it. Your boy, I mean, my best sister wants to see some woman's bottles outside, now some bloody shadow, and then I will chase. I mean, he's in chains, that's why he has chains here, believe me. It's under bondage, he has a channel. No, the guy is in chains and is preaching freedom to you. Which kind of freedom? One minute now. Number two, I told you that another point also to who can remember the number two? Well, avoid temptation. So pray so you can avoid temptation. Temptations are there every day. But an act, a mind of prayer, will be a Bible, it will soak. They be a one Bible mood more. Oh, na ma oka tongues. I say, we desire to speak in the language of the spirit. and then you for dia, and what's with ya? With a man cut tongues, eh? And must everybody speak in tongues? Some people even complain, as will be on the cartons, and now, as this will be answered in your cartons. Everybody must speak, it's a gift. Why do you reject the gift? It's a gift. I don't know, but they are just so we can confuse the devil a bit. Maybe I want some of the car on Bible, but yet, yes, yes, yes. When someone will talk, I will not tell you. And fear be 14 years old, can I say? So they can fire where you like. It's the people on fire, mommy. I want to go back to now, mommy. When you say, I come out too much. When you speak in the spirit, you confuse the enemy. The Bible says, he that speaketh in the language of the unknown speaketh not unto himself, but unto God. How be he speaketh mysteries? It's when I say, no matter which demon is here, what's in tears? Demons don't understand. Even the angels don't understand this. Only God. I don't know. Adia, when you come up and tell your castle, open, open, and Radim, and I say, Radim, Wame, Radim, Wame, Wame, Papa, Radim, and Juma, or have to go catch him. Oh, amen. 5 minutes. What's that? If you don't pray in tongues, let it be our natural and our bonfire. What's going to be bonfire and check? Highest I'll go for 20 minutes. Over poor BID, Afuni Muniba, over Panopo, a soft wooding, up what church rats, in Kurakron was on Robo Muni, eh? Remain the rats in the church. Avura, our own country. Amen. Unkaihi. Send your mother's son. If yes, sir. But when you are speaking in the tongue of the Spirit, you must learn to pray long. That's one secret. You cannot break through without praying long. Those of you pray 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, when you want breaking. That was what we organize all night. To help you pray long. You must learn to pray for a long time. So we pop by from 11 o'clock, no one 4 o'clock in a whole year. Because the nature of the distraction is too much. Your cell will act. So you need a long time to repair. It's easy to destroy something, but the repair is very difficult. So you have to learn to cross 4 hours in prayer. What are you rushing to? Sometimes Friday, Saturday is a free day for you. Find a nice music, gospel music, beautiful gospel. I open so what earpiece and show us that gospel. The box, no, I pop by in Canada. Who will be a small tip and I'll be a pop of a pop nice Esther Smith. One of the other and pop by the down person who pop by the Sabino. If you're friendly, what about some rapon? 8 o'clock, people at that 11, 12, sorry, we need to do why? If you know, if you know, if you know, you don't have to have anything. You need to be an umpire for something. You need to be an umpire for something. There are times you pray just for prayer. And you know, prayer, a bank. Bible says, your prayers have come as a memorial before. Let's just say, yes, yes, I will make you my check. Some of us, the prayer that is sustaining us now is not the prayer we prayed yesterday or today. It's the one we pray when we finish messes. Jesus, we used to pray for 6 hours, 8 hours. It's not today. I say, take it, and things are happening. And things, you think all of it, it just came. It didn't just come. There's a price to pay. There's a price to pay. You can't get it without price. You have to pay a price. A price of prayer. If you go nothing at employing. When I used to hide in my room. That's the yesterday I told my wife, she never knew I've done that before. For more than 25 days, nobody saw in my room then. Cultivating. I feel said maybe will be more a prayer. So I don't know what is happening. Again, what is happening? I can't talk. What is it? When the Spirit of God come away first, there must be some radical behavior. I don't see that mostly in the coming youth now. by the power so that you spirit fresh. As you do something radical, something annoying and angry. There are times that we are passing around. You may say, "Pastor, sorry, no. We'll be here. We are lucky." You may say, "Pause. It's 2 a.m. God, I just said, 'We'll pray for you tomorrow.' And yet, we school now. We won't pray. You are just calling on God. It's the open. You just said, 'Need a good bank.' And you know, but brother, spirit, are you weak? There are times you are so tired you can't pray. There are times I will sleep." Wife, we pray. I can't get them to join me. You think it's every time we are praying early? No. There are times, many times, my wife will be praying, God, she likes praying a lot. God, and I have made a lot of investment of prayer. There are times both of us cannot pray. Yesterday she was not feeling too well, she had to sleep. I had to pray. I didn't pray that much yesterday. But I'm still protecting you also because what Bombaya Kuwan said. Yeah, we have a prayer bank. That's a blood bank. And I will call it one more blood bank. More justice shall be praying. In case the BBC be their one. And if one answer the Yugosiska to help you. So in case there is a trouble now, you have to go to your prayer bank. Me and you pray at one, they are solving with me before they will come and ask for another one. Yeah, it's very important. We need to pray. We need to pray. For 7 years of my life, there was constant all night, every Friday. We need to pray. When you know where you are coming from, don't joke. Don't slack. And when you slow, when destiny is so, as a song, Shebren is so, it's too big for you to take it too easy like that. Now, if you are taking things too easy, don't take things easy like that. Hallelujah. Good. Number 3 point is the most important advice by Paul. Paul advisor is most important our demand will be back is prayer. That's number 3 point. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Let somebody also open Luke chapter 18 verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. He says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Or say everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's verse 18. Verse 19, or say, quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. Don't quench the spirit. And here you represent the spirit, angel. So another verse will say, don't put out the fire of your spirit. Your spirit's fire can only be maintained through prayer. When the place is cold, every type of animal can come there, including the snake. So how many of you are under demonic, satanic snake spirits? Your fire is too cold. So you have got to see another sunny at the same time. The soldier. And I'm almost out there. Uber soldier, don't fire. Now, any animal that sees that fire will not come close. You can sleep. Antelopes will not come. Snakes will not come. Bear, tiger will see it and go back. What are animals? Animals are demons in the realm of the spirit. How would an animal be able to come to you if the fire of your spirit is very hot? Hallelujah. How can it? How can they come? Let's look at it. How can they come to me, you, if the fire of your spirit is hot? It's not about praying against anything also. It's about keeping the fire of your spirit high. Or say they pray without ceasing. Bombaya, that's Paul's advice. Paul, to wait for him. It's in all things, give thanks. Don't quench. Verse 20. Verse 19. Don't quench. It means, you can put off the spirit. Who waiting here? How? This whole week you have been in church, listening to God. Hallelujah. Hey, fire, prayer. You can use the next week to quench the spirit. You can do that. You can easily do that. We wait till you do my job. Next week, yeah. Week, yeah, you're ready. I wait till you do job. You can quench the spirit with it. How? By becoming worthy. Throwing away everything about God and going back to your world. It doesn't matter how much you can bath a pig. It can be very nice. If it comes close to that dirty water, it will jump back into it. You don't have to react that way. And yes, sir, you will kill the fire of the Spirit of God. We have used a whole week to raise the fire up. You can use one day. Go back and watch that your pornography and it will kill the spirit. Use one day, enter your bathroom, get a soap and masturbate, and it will kill your spirit. Use one day, go and see a woman's buttocks, speak about it in your mind, enjoy it in your heart, think about it, and it will quench your spirit. The fire is like that. As you say, no matter how big a fire, if you pour water, push. And never be a shoe. And say, okay, as a young man. I say, I have made a covenant with my eye not to look at the woman lustfully. But as a young man, I will preserve myself all the days for the Lord. I have made a covenant. Because I do baby, let's say, nipa no any bed, no ye bibi. Joshua said, my young covenant, many men here a covenant. After he can walk by here, I will not see her breast or her buttocks. I will see her as a human being so that I can continue serving God. So don't quench your spirit. Don't put water on the spirit of God in you. If not, any spirit, any animal can come close to your life. Any animal. Number four, it's the will of God. It's God's will for us. It's God's will for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. I said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's the will of God. He always wants to hear from you. We desire this time be announcing one in the Mekasa. They be over to Unka. That's the will of God. Because anytime I open to Unka, he tells the devil, my devil, hear me. My son has called me. I need to go. He has given me the right to come and help him. Because if he comes to help you, when you're a plow, no one told some friend about somebody accusing you. He's an accuser. He does three things. He accuses God to us. He accuses us to God. He accuses us to ourselves. He's an accuser. He's a master accuser. The Bible says he accused Job. He accused men before God. And he will come and lie about God to you. He will come and accuse God to you. In the first, about a report to God. Number two, about a report to you. And now you see how wicked God is. What he said he would do, he didn't do it. He doesn't like you. He doesn't even exist. Wicked God. Yeah, what could he want? Why, yes, sir, and you'll be accusing you to yourself. And then, now, what about sorry, I would tell you, I'm here, sir. Oh, my God, you're best at your own pie. Immediately, I would have figured out the diagram. He's accusing you to you. Oh, this dirty guy, you are into your brain. Everybody wants to pray. Those things, oh, my God, you'll be there with you. Speaking rubbish into your ears. My friend, shut up there. You just finished hearing Satan, and you are going to pray. Which prayer? At the power which is here, don't forget. He's the one. He's a master accuser. He's a champion accuser. He accuses you to yourself. Accuse you. So we make up our own self, father. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's the will of God that the other one by always come to God in prayer. Not shouting and every time trying to. It's not that's what I'm talking about. You must have a mind of prayer. Even in your little closet, you can pray. Saying thank you, Jesus, is prayer. And yet, 1 hour, 2 hours. There are times that you just go, oh, Father, I thank you. I give you bread. Maybe something happened. If there was safe come. May I be a Muslim? Muslim, me, I got back here one. Okay. Bismillah. We see for Mecca, Alhamdulillah. We get ten. What did you have Mecca? Bismillah. What shall I have to know? I mean, to speak to Muslim before. They shake you, Lord. They said, Bismillah. Bismillah. You mentioned what Chinese, but now it's enchantment. Take your mark. So, Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. When you do fear, Alhamdulillah. But then you're messy. But when you behave as if you are the one who took yourself out again. Christians are very ungrateful to God. Very ungrateful. You can go, sit in the car, and don't be rise, and don't be see. You take your food and just start eating. There are many demons in the room who open their mouth to swallow you. A mighty hand of a major angel crush their mouth, and you have reached home, and you are lazy, foolish, you just start eating. We have a child, what one? My brothers, things are happening. You go to school, there are demons who are sitting, they are there. They go to your beats, they are not being they sent there. But you are escaping now. He has caused you to escape the snare of the fowler. Now you have come. Yes, with the Lord. Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, all right, there was. I want to ask why. And also, I need to only Baba, we are a funny group of people who receive only from God. We can't give him. From today, make it a point. From today, you have to make it a point to have a personal relationship with God. Make it a point to have a personal relationship with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you do that, I see the hand of God resting upon you mightily. I see your life take a higher turn in life. I see something unique, a strange spirit of God come upon you in the name of Jesus. Every gift that you have, it can only come alive by prayer. Every gift is like gold. If you put fire, you see the beauty. Every gift, it is a gold. Would you jack canna? Would you beauty? A jack canna, it is a poor. If you see diamonds are like normal stones. But when they are subjected to the tenacity of fire, you see the beauty. Gold is like normal stones. I used to buy galaxy goods, gold. Back in the north, galaxy matter. Look, if you see the gold, you think it's a normal stone being a diamond. A normal stone. And they put it on fire, it will become smaller than that because if it go out of the cinema, now the fire takes away the debt and you see the beauty. I don't know what gift God has put inside you, but if you engage the adventure of prayer, let prayer become a part of you. Let me tell you, it's not going to be easy with prayer. Of Empire Boy Juma, Empire Boy, you are there, bro. Some fighting power. It's the way you want to get some of your easy, so waiting your boy. It's a one year Juma, I am by force. Many of you don't like pushing for things in life. You easily take no for an answer. When a little push comes, you give up. It's a bad habit. Hallelujah. You have to insist. Learn to have an attitude of insisting till you see the end of a matter. Do you see the end? Don't be easily somebody that gives up in life. Don't give up. Don't give up. You are praying, you are tired. You know, say it's a fight. You have to pray. A fight. But it's not going to be easy. I'm not saying 7 years is here. I'm not saying Mukara Mungo Papa is automatically waiting here, but I can come next week. I will ask those who pray, those who didn't pray. Some way genuine. Those who didn't pray will be more than those who pray. It's a test of your fire. It's a test of your future. Prayer is a proof of your success in life. Wait me, I started business and then it might not work for the first 1 year. Uyubia will give it up earlier. It will help. But Uyubia will be able to put them on. You will come back to ground zero. So I've seen many people start things, they've come back to zero. Why? Because they gave up too early. Small push, so they give up. They relax. Your father relaxed all his life. He became poor. You also relax him to become poor like him. You have to become better than your father. Better than the people in the family. I've told you within this week, one thing you can use to achieve success is your diligence. And one thing, hard work. And you pray. I can't even get easy, but you have to do it. I'm not saying life is easy. Christianity is not easy. Destiny, any crap, any shepherd, and yet easy. Nothing good is easy in life. And the problem pain all the way easy, I'm telling you. No treasure can be found on the surface of the earth. Every treasure is inside the earth. So how do you make it? You gotta dig. You are not ready to dig, you cannot find no treasure. Until you are ready to dig and dig and dig 6 feet and dig 9 feet and dig 100 feet. Those who find water, one who they dig several feet down. Then they go and meet the water bed, then the water will gush out. There might be water here, but nobody's willing. There might be coal here. Who is willing? Number one, the equipment crowd better. It's not small, it is money. After that, manpower. The people you organize, you gotta pick them. After that, number two, manpower, the strength and the patience to wait and know. Because for the first 6 months, they might be searching, they won't find a coin of gold. Don't take things too easy. Move faster attitude and approach every aspect of your lives. When you work towards God. You work towards God. Don't easily give up. You will lose your inheritance. When you actually say inheritance, it will never come the way you want it. We don't give things to children. The Bible says, unto us a child is born. That was what that ended in. But unto us a son is given. That was Jesus. His name, I say, the government of this earth shall be upon his shoulders. It was not put on the shoulders of the child. And so unto us a child is born. That was all. But unto us a son is given. The government shall be on his shoulder. And the government cannot be on your shoulder until you become a son. Children don't carry authority. No matter how powerful I am, I cannot instruct my child to do certain things until she becomes a son by authority. That is what we can release power on you. Until you become a son. You cannot carry anything if you are a child. Children give up early. 60-year-olds who easily give up, they are children. Children is not aging. It's a mind. This young guy has left the realm. Isn't he sure? If one left the realm of children, he'll be able to take extra steps that adults cannot take. So then the difference is clear. The difference is clear. It's not age. What gets age? Jesus was 30 years. He became popular in 3 years. The Pharisees were 18 years and 19 years. They were not even popular in Jerusalem. See, age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready, somebody?
Yes.
Are you ready to fight?
Yes.
Are you ready to fight?
Yes.
Fight in prayer.
Yes.
Fight for your life.
Yes.
Fight for your destiny.
Yes.
Fight for your future.
Yes.
And put your hands together. Right now. rise up to your feet wherever you are. I want to give you only 2 minutes to pray. You are starting from here. And the rate of your prayer will determine how ready you are. Prayer is working. But I want to pray that, Lord, let the fire of your spirit come upon me. Let the fire of your spirit come upon me. May I receive the power to pray like never before. Begin to open your mouth and pray now, somebody.
Covenant for Friday,
Why are you born here? 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 Now, moja no ewo niyama bebre. Bible say, moja biya ewo foisa edikasa. Hallelujah. Enti na Abel moja ne ekasa. But Christo moja nso ebe kasai. Bible say, the voice of Abel is calling for vengeance. Hallelujah. So there is voice on every blood. Obe no yesu moja. Minimu atia etiti uneshe usu. Onyankupo moja no ewo foisa edime kase tiyano. O pese e kaseti ya hu mpwa ni vya shia usua. Mema 1 minute umepa umpaye. O pese e kaseti ya yadie bia ewa upo ni mua. Mema 1 minute umepa umpaye. O pese e kaseti ya adipo ni bia bronsambia ya wa. Una uni vya hau, una uni vya shia usu. Mese upo umpaye sisi ya. Sa abra uko e unadie titiro. Let the Lord replenish you. Let the blood fight for you. Let the blood establish you. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Gift of your body and your blood. We ask that, Lord, you convert it into your body and your blood. Let it lose its naturalness. Let it become the real body of Christ and the blood of Jesus. As we partake in this grace, Lord, expand and open our prosperity and our destinies. Whoever is fighting us, your Lord, establish us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. And Brother Paul, can you give us one song? Please bring the offering to the table. Give us some song as we take our communion. Let's do it fast, please.
Hallelujah. Brother Fire, Fire, Yami soon, brother. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Lord, when you talk to me and you guided me, and to my surprise, with you, you are the air that I breathe. Say, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, you will guide me all days. You will guide me all days. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you have opened my eyes. You have opened my eyes. Holy Spirit, Holy
the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. God bless you. May everything you have received, may it produce good things in your spirit today. Everything fighting you, because of this communion, they have fought and defeated in Jesus' name. Whatever you desire from God, because of this communion, receive it in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
I said receive it in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Your examination, whatever you are in any stage of your life, receive passes.
Receive
successes.
Those
of you who have completed school, believing God to enter into a higher institution, receive an entry.
Receive
your admissions.
Receive
in the name of Jesus. Those of you already working, believing God for more opportunities, better way, receive a better way.
I receive
a better way. In the name of Jesus. Those of you doing your own businesses, receive your contracts.
Receive
your business breakthroughs.
In the
name of Jesus, you are blessed. Put your hands together for Jesus. Without wasting that time, we'd like to take our seat. Those of you who brought your seat, praise bring it. Let's pray for you quickly. Let's pray for you quickly. Let's pray for you very quickly. Okay. Put it in my hands. Thank you. God bless you. I decree upon your life, O Lord of Nelson, by the power of sonship and the power of the Holy Ghost, I release you from everything that eats you up, everything that delays your life, everything that fights your prosperity. I fight them off today by your seed. I confirm the grace of Canaan upon you. You are confirmed to go and prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. By the power of the resurrected Christ, I elevate you from every quagmire of shame. I decree that everything that fights you shall be fought off. Everything that challenges you, you shall challenge. You shall become like a Samson in your days. In the name of Jesus, by this power, I confirm the grace of Canaan, the grace to change things upon your life. Go and prosper. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
By the power and the mercies of the El Elyon, I decree upon your life, life-giving opportunities and power to succeed. Nothing you touch shall fail. Every aspect of your life shall prosper. Everything that has to do with you shall be a delight. I decree that you shall be like a Gideon, even unto your family. Go and prosper as I confirm Canaan upon your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Then I decree upon your life, as your name, so shall your life be. I remove every premature death from your life. Anything put in your way to put shame and disgrace, by the power of the Elohim, I command that you are released, and I replace every curse with a blessing. I confirm Canaan upon your life. Go and prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. I decree upon your life that you shall walk in the ways that your fathers could not walk. You shall exhibit the prosperity that has never been seen in your generation. You shall be a propitiator, a beginner, an announcer of prophecies and prosperity in your family. I confirm Canaan upon your life. Go and prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Paul, as your name, so shall your life and your days be. I decree that as you walk in the statutes of God, so shall the hand of God rest upon you in your day. You shall mount up like an eagle through the cities of Laodicea to Asia, to wherever they can be found. Men and women shall be blessed by you and by the power that you exhibit. I decree that prosperity shall not leave your house. Now I confirm Canaan upon your life. Go and prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. Michael, as the name, so shall your strength be. The Bible says the angel of God that stands in his presence, even the archangel Michael, who excels in strength. I decree that you shall excel in the strength and in the power of the risen Christ among your generation. I release prosperity, the power to prophesy, and the power to render many homes useless that are worshipping idols. I command that your lips, sir, in your day, command authority and power. I release you to go and prosper. Receive the grace of Canaan in Jesus' name. Amen. Edward, as your name, so as your strength be. Even as the name Edward was given to King Edward the Fourth, I decree that you shall mount up with wings as an eagle. You shall walk in the statutes and anointing of a king, and even a prophet, and even a teacher. I decree upon your life, wherever your feet shall step, you shall take over. You shall do wonders in the name of the Lord. Go and prosper. I confirm Canaan upon your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Please, if you came with your tithe, bring it and let me pray for you. Your tithe, not your offering. Your tithe. Your tithe. Every door that is closed, I open. Every ancient door closed against you is open. Any keys of yours that has been thrown into the ocean, I dive in there by superior authority, and I bring those keys and I open the doors of your grace. Go and prosper in Jesus' name. I open your doors of prosperity. I decree that you shall prosper. You shall know prosperity in your day. Every ancient door that is closed against your father, against members of your family, any demon that fights them to a standstill by superior unction and authority, I deliver you and I set you free. Go and prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. I decree upon your life, Joseph, that whatever door is standing between you and your excellency, I decree that you shall break through that door and you shall become an overcomer in your day. You shall excel like never before. Go and prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, come on, put your hands together, somebody. Let's rise up to our feet and take our offering and pray over it. Remove your offering. Lift it up and begin to pray over it. Can I have my offering, madam? Let me have my offering. We are closing now. We need to do other things. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, that's my own. Okay. Lift your offering up wherever you are. Lift it up. Lift your offering up. Lift your hands up. If they give you an envelope, you lift it up. and begin to pray over your offering. Pray that the Lord will bless you. Pray that the Lord will bless you because of this offering. Pray that everything your hands touch to do is an excel because of this offering. Begin to pray over it. Pray over it. Attach faith to the seed. Don't worry that you have given too many seeds. You are seeding your life into your future. You are sowing into your destiny. It is better to sow in the house of the Lord where there is a greater return than waste the money or credit or any other thing. Every time I always sow and when Jacob will feel, count it all joy, because here moth and cockroaches and rats cannot eat your investment away. Begin to pray over your seed, pray over your offering, and so whatever it is, Lord, I attach faith to this seed. And I tell the seed what it should do in the name of Jesus. 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 We give you praise, Lord. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin to give. Paul, come and give us some song as we receive our offering. Please, you can have your seat whilst the offering is taken. Hey.
Sorry.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.